Have any of you ever looked at the things you're doing for good in this world, the goodness that you want to bring into this world, and think, this is pretty small, pretty insignificant? Is this really all I can hope for? Is this all that's happening? And you see all the other forces, the influences, the strength and power in this world, and you think, that's so much bigger, so much more effective than what I'm doing, the good things that I want to accomplish. Have you ever been impressed and maybe overwhelmed and discouraged by the smallness of what you do? Well, what if it's just a matter of not seeing properly? What if you're just missing the big picture? Hey everybody, welcome to the Sanctus Forum. I am Michael Stewart Robb, better known as Mike, and I am the host of this here, the Sanctus Forum. Sanctus is an institute in Europe, continent, on this good earth, and I'm based in Munich, and we are trying to work together with other people in Europe who are interested in theology and spiritual formation. You can learn more about it over at the website sanctus.institute and sign up for the almost monthly newsletter, which I write. It's not terribly regular because I write it and I've got other things to do. You have stumbled into conspiracy commentaries talking about Dallas Willard's book, The Divine Conspiracy, one of the books that you should read before you die. Other than the Bible, you should read that one. And we've been talking about death here, or the lack thereof, in the past three, and now here the fourth of 2024. And today, this section doesn't have a death title, it's just called The Dual Context of Life in God's World. And I'm going to try to explain what Dallas Willard means by this dual context. What he starts out with saying is, he says, every event takes on a different reality and meaning depending on whether it is seen only in the context of the visible, so that's the one context, or also in the context of God's full world. Now, to get an understanding of God's full world, you have to go back to the previous section. And that is where he's trying to explain what's going to happen when you die, or, as the case may be, don't die. And the idea is that you are going to now see, you are going to be conscious of, not less than what you're conscious of now, but actually more. You will see what, well, God and the angels and those who have already passed on already see, currently see. It will just be a whole lot easier for you to see. And that's the full world. He talks about this being our birthday, our death day, being our birthday into God's full world. And what he's going to try to do here is he's going to try to take that perspective, that perspective of your birthday, and bring it back down into your life, our life here and now. And what he's going to try to say is that what you will experience on that day, actually, part of that can be experienced now. You can see what's happening now, the small things that you are doing, in a much larger perspective, in a perspective of God's full world. Okay? That's the idea. So about this other context, which is the one that we're likely to miss, Dallas, you can tell he's talking about this because he's used a phrase which is pretty typical of him. You see it on page 87. I'm looking for it and I don't see it right now. It's about the heavens open. There it is, very bottom of it, when he's talking about John Henry Newman. The heavens reopened, And then on in our current section, he talks about the third paragraph, for he lived and taught, Jesus that is, in full view of the heavens opened. So this is the larger context, the context of God's full world, a context in which the heavens are open and we don't just see what is visible. And this is something that's just constant for Dallas Willard. It pervades all of his books, all of his thinking, this idea that there is the visible world that can be seen with your eyes or touched with your hands and all of the senses. And then there is the invisible world, which can also be seen if we are given the grace of spiritual perception, the grace of regeneration. Sorry for throwing some terms at you, but the idea is that God is going to open up this greater world to you, and that's what is going to be a primary basis of working and living with Him. In fact, the idea is that we're going to ever increase in seeing God and God's fuller world. It's not just going to stay at some sort of low level. There's so much more to say about that. I just can't do it all. But so Dallas is going to give a story here out of the Gospels. The story should be fairly well known, of a widow who gives a very, very small amount of money to the temple offering. And Jesus comments that she actually gave more than anybody else. Now, here are the two perspectives, the dual context. One is she didn't give more. There are a lot wealthier people and people that were able, you know, from the accountant's perspective, to give a whole lot more. And she actually gave the least amount from that perspective in that context. But now you sort of see God's full world, and you see that God acted with this widow. God acted with this widow, and what he is going to do with her little tiny offering is so much more than what he does with these other people's offerings. It is so much more. In fact, he may not do anything with the offerings of these other people who have given, by visible standards, a lot more. So look at what you are doing. Is it small? Is it insignificant? Does the good that you are trying to accomplish in your life not seem to amount to much? Well, remember how Jesus looks at things. Remember that Jesus has an entirely different perspective on what's happening, because Jesus sees it in the context of God's full world. And remember that God may indeed be working with you if you are attempting in your smallness, in your insignificance, to work with Him. You may not actually see what He's doing. That widow may not know what God did with those two mites that she put into the temple offering. But God, if you're working with Him, works with you, and He does so much more with that. So a lot more may be happening through the small things that you are doing than what you really can see. And maybe one day, like the story of Elisha and his servant, your eyes will be opened and you will see all of the armies of the Lord there with you, fighting with you in your little small fight for good. Well, thank you for being here. And one final thing before you go, and that is please pray for us. Pray for us here in Sanctus. Pray for me. It is true in many ways that what we do is small and insignificant. And sometimes it's difficult for those of us here on the inside of that, for me and others, to sort of see, like, well, we should be doing this at all. It's not very big. This is like, it's like two mites. And so I'm not asking for you to pray that it would be bigger. I'm asking that you would pray that we would have the eyes of faith to see that this is worth doing and that God is accomplishing way more with it than what it seems. thank you for that. And we'll see you again. Sign up for the almost monthly newsletter, and then you can pray for us even better. Bye.